From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Associated Press is reporting that gunmen have attacked Iraq's largest oil refinery. A local government official says that gunmen have killed at least one guard and planted bombs at the refinery. The facility is located about 155 miles north of Baghdad and produces 150,000 barrels of oil a day. President Barack Obama is ordering the assets of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and his four children frozen. And White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. will work with European allies to increase pressure on Libya. That's the sound of jubilation in Tobruk, Libya, where opponents of Gaddafi have taken control of the area. Meanwhile, Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Salam, says the Gaddafi government is not afraid of the truth being known.
I urge the Europeans to send fact-finding mission to Libya as soon as possible, because we are not afraid of facts.
The U.S. embassy in Tripoli is now closed. That move comes after hundreds of Americans evacuated the country. Al-Qaeda released another videotape about the Egyptian uprising. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the group accuses Egypt's Christian leadership of sowing unrest.
Osama bin Laden's deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, released his second message in as many weeks in an effort to give Al-Qaeda some relevance in the unfolding Egyptian revolution. He accused Christians of sowing unrest in Egypt. He also called on Egyptians to turn their country into an Islamic state. That seems unlikely. The protests in Egypt have been about democracy and jobs, not religion. And U.S. counterterrorism officials say that's dealt al-Qaeda a setback. Al-Qaeda has used violence to overthrow secular regimes like that of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak for over a decade, to no avail. Peaceful protesters succeeded in overthrowing him in a matter of days. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Federal agents continued a roundup of suspected Mexican drug traffickers in U.S. cities as payback for the killing of an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent last week in Mexico. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Law enforcement agents from federal, state, and local police departments took part in Operation Fallen Hero in cities from Atlanta to Houston to San Diego. The idea was to target transnational cartel violence and drug trafficking, but also to send a message to the cartels. The sweeps were conducted in direct response to the murder of ICE Special Agent Jaime Zapata in Mexico last week. Zapata and another agent were driving an embassy SUV when they were run off the highway by suspected Zetas gangsters who fatally shot Zapata and wounded the other agent. The Houston DEA office reported arresting 33 individuals. The Dallas DEA reported 57 arrests. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 61 points to close at 12,130. The Nasdaq gained 43 points to close at 2781. This is NPR News from Washington. The Obama administration is calling on a California federal appeals court to not strike down the ban on gays serving openly in the military, at least for now. As NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, officials want more time so the Pentagon can prepare for life without Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Justice Department lawyers have asked the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco to refrain from declaring the policy unconstitutional because they say the military is going to have to train troops and make other moves when the policy is eventually repealed, as called for by Congress in December. In the government's opening brief, Assistant Attorney General Tony West writes the case is thus now in a different posture. The question now before the Ninth Circuit is not about the constitutionality of the gays in the military policy itself, but whether it's unconstitutional for Congress to leave the policy in effect while the Pentagon goes about making changes to fit the repeal. The group Log Cabin Republicans first challenged the policy in court 6 years ago. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Several provisions of the controversial Patriot Act have a new lease on life. President Obama Friday signed a 3-month extension for portions of the 2001 law. For at least the next 3 months, law enforcement officials will be allowed to set roving wiretaps on multiple devices and ask for special court approval to access business and public library records relevant to terrorist threats. A third provision lets the FBI seek court approval to use surveillance on so-called lone wolf suspects, those without any known connections to terrorist groups. Many of the nation's governors are in Washington, D.C. this weekend to share ideas on how to fix holes in their state budgets. More than a dozen governors are considering consolidating or eliminating some state agencies. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.